Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, The Tales of a Southeastern Nigerian. So today we're going to be talking about migration and how people move, especially talented people, move from Southeastern Nigeria to places like Lagos or Abuja, generally to what they perceive to be greener pastures, especially people who actually have talent. So recently, I went to an event, and one of the things that kept ringing at that event was how you need to find where, like, a bigger catch area for your business or for whatever it is that you're doing. How Southeast is too small for certain businesses. Now, if you need high-end clients, you just have to leave Southeast. And just yesterday, I was talking to a really good printer that I would love to work with, and he said, oh well, I don't know, I'll soon be moving to Lagos. And it got me thinking, like, why is it that all of our talents, all of the good people we have here in Eastern Nigeria, they always would want to leave and move to places like Lagos, where they perceive they have like better opportunity. And I was thinking, if this person would just stay and build big, I don't think is that high-end clients aren't here in places like Umahia and other Southeastern states and cities. I think it's just that this quality or businesses that give out that kind of services that require high-end payment are just not available. I think it's because we can't find them here. That's why we just resort to making do with the ones we have. Like, I wouldn't mind if I get really good service and I get charged high for it because it's really good service. But if you're in a city such as ours, and you find services that charge very high but they're not very quality, you wouldn't want to keep going there. You prefer to go for the lower price that has higher quality. So I think if people are willing to stay and properly brand, they're more likely to actually make it, because there's a market here, a market that keeps getting outsourced to the western part of Nigeria, like Lagos, because we don't think things like that can exist in the east. So even when we have need for them, we outsource them. Like, there are events that we've done that we've had to source for one thing or the other from outside of Southeastern Nigeria. Like, we've had to get a photo, what's that stuff called again, a photo board, and the one we needed, this paper flower with paper flower designs on it, I'm forgotten what it's called, and we had to get someone from Lagos to do it for us, and we bill it down to Umahia. So, and it's possible that that person might have started from a small city like Umahia, but thought, oh well, the market is in Lagos, let's move. And the truth is, Lagos, places like Lagos, they're getting saturated with people, lots of people living in smaller cities and going there looking for better work, better, more opportunities. And okay, so why I even decided to do this podcast today is because in a group I belong to, some people said they were going to move to Lagos, and someone in Lagos then replied and said, oh no, here is populated already, there's no space, so just stay where you are and build the Lagos you want. But I understand why people would want to move. Who doesn't like what looks like better opportunity? But I think moving is not for everybody. There are people who are supposed to stay back and build. I mean, if everybody leaves, who would build it? Who would make the next Lagos? Or who would build Southeastern Nigeria if everybody is to leave? But at the same time, why would someone want to sacrifice their future and, you know, greener pasture just to stay for supposedly greater good? So like it's the dilemma that almost that some young people go through, especially the ones that are really good at what they do, because they have to decide whether or not they want to stay back in their little communities and help it grow, or if they should just, you know, fend for themselves first, go out, go to the big city and try to make it work. So this is one of the things that some Southeastern Nigerians worry about. Why others don't really notice. They're just in Southeastern Nigeria making their money, and Lagos is like a far, far away place that they don't even think about going to. So what do you think? Do you think people should have to sacrifice for the greater good of the society where they come out from? Or do you think they should, you know, fend for themselves, go to bigger cities? And how do you think it makes these bigger cities? Because like Lagos is really, really populated. A lot of those people are from Southeast, I'm pretty sure. And so what do you think about it? I'd really like to get some feedback on that.